Blog Talk Radio.
Before we start,
of our program. Hallelujah. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. Hallelujah. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for assembling us together in unity once again around this spectrum. Father God, we know that this place is not our home. We know that you have prepared, lying in wait, a mansion that is not built by the hand of man, but you are its builder. But until you crack that cloud once it's stored deep, we will be coming and going as pilgrims through this barren land. And I'm asking you to anoint these lips of clay, to bring a rhema word to those that may not know of you, may or may not know of you. Hallelujah. In the price of their iniquity, grace me your servant with words of encouragement, words of wisdom. To those that are hurting deep within the pit of their souls, these and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus Christ's mighty name. And we all in unity shall say around the world, amen and amen. And I'm just so happy down off in my sanctified soul on tonight. All of my family out there around the world, I thank God for you. And I pray God's very best into your life, each and every one of you. You are a priceless vessel to God. And you are definitely a prized possession to me. And I just thank God. Hallelujah. And I just love you. I love you from the depths of my very soul. Hallelujah. And so we're going to go on into our program. And we're going to be talking about our sermon tonight entitled, Hallelujah. Is what are you living for? God gave me that title, and I think it fits for the world in which we live today. Many of us don't know why we're here. So God gave me to ask the question, what are you living for? We're going to take our key scripture coming out of the law of 2 Timothy 4 and 7. And it reads like this. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Hallelujah. We know, ironically, the frustration of life expressed, hallelujah, by the writer of Ecclesiastes 1,000 years ago seems so contemporary, hallelujah. We know that our technological advances have given us meals in a minute and the knowledge of the age in megabytes. Yet with all of our knowledge and ability, we still have much to learn from the experience of the wise old teacher. And we know that in the law of Ecclesiastes 1 and 8, hallelujah, the writer contemplated all that he had gained and had lost and had weighed the price paid against the net, hallelujah, result. And we now know that in chapter 9, we know that the writer is musing on an empty life. And it reached that zenith, and his journey toward true realization began. He finally realized the purpose and the meaning of life. And for all this, I consider in my heart, even to declare all of this, that the righteous and the wise and their works are in the hands of God. No man know it. Either love or hatred. By all that is before them. And we know that life has taught the right of the God's wisdom was better than strength. That's verse 16. And ultimately, better than weapons, verse 8. Only through God's wisdom are we able to comprehend and endure the problems of life. And are inevitable, but still surprise us with frustration and pain. But it's only through God's wisdom, hallelujah, are we able to see beyond life's problems and know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance, hallelujah, in the saints. And what is the exceedingly greatness of his power toward who believe? That's in the law of Ephesians 1 and 18 through 19. And our prayer tonight is, oh God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the wisdom to know that we are created for your glory. We praise you for your tender mercy and your loving kindness as we learn how to trust you in all things and to wait for your instructions. We pray daily for a fresh awareness of our dependence on you as we seek to do greater work in your vineyard. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. And we know that in our subject tonight, what are you living for is our sermon. We know that many people living in the twilight years suddenly they realize how empty and pointless their lives has been. They've made some successful business deals and they've had fun. But in the time of satisfying friendship or lasting accomplishments, their lives have been zero. They have climbed the ladder of success only to discover that all the while it had been leaning against the wrong wall. And we know as the Apostle Paul looked back on his ministry, he saw that it has been rewarding but not easy. And we know that measured by the world's yardstick of success, his life seemed almost insignificant. But Paul wrote his second letter to Timothy while languishing in a cold, damp dungeon, awaiting execution. In a matter of weeks, the apostle would stand before Nero, the half-insane emperor of Rome, and his life would end. But he knew that after his death, he would receive the crown of life from the King of Kings. And we now know that the influence of his life changed the course of history itself. Hallelujah. An ancient historian would have written volumes about the splendor of Nero and probably never even mentioned Paul. But we know that today we name our dogs Nero and our sons Paul. So in all, I guess what we live for is pretty important after all. And by the way, I would like to ask those of you that are listening around the world, what are you living for? You know, we only have one life to live, and that's for Christ our Lord. One life to do my part, and one life in which to give my all with fervency of heart. And I'm here to encourage you all tonight. Hallelujah. There are no losers with Jesus. And there are no winners with the devil either. Hallelujah. this at the end of Colossians 1 and 16. And that is for him. And yet that little phrase gives God's own interpretation of history. In those two little words, he affirms that Jesus is the final and complete explanation of everything. And if you don't know why you're here and why you're living for, I hope your answer would be, I'm living to live again. I'm living to live again, because beyond this life, we have another life. And that is, if we live according to God's will and according to God's command. And all that has happened and even will happen is moving through time toward that climactic hour when every tongue will confess the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Every knee, whether in grateful adoration or under compulsion, you will then bow to him. That's in the law of Philippians 2:10-11. Hallelujah. And we know that men's wiser and more learned, one professor said that I have discovered in history a plot, a rhythm. It's a predetermined pattern that these harmonies are concealed from me. I can see only one emergency falling upon another as waves fall upon waves. Nothing but the play of the contingent and the unforeseeable. And I would ask you, what about you? Are you overwhelmed by what seems to be the aimless sequence of events? If so, I would encourage you, look once more at your Jesus. Look at his life. Look at his death. Look at his resurrection and his promised return. Your troubled heart will be filled with hope and confidence as you realize that there's meaning and purpose for everything in the world. When you live for him, hallelujah, and you can show Christ's love by living for him. And Christ showed you his love when he died for you on that cross. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Lord. You're so wonderful. And before ending, I hope and I pray this program has been a blessing to your daily walk with God. And if you have any prayer petitions, you would like the whole ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf. Your most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence. God's House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. You can send your correspondence and make them attentive too. Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. And we will allow the music to bring this program to its conclusion. Till we meet along the highway and the skyway, I encourage you to go in God and allow God to go in you. Till we meet again, bye.
Somebody take me, pray, and make me give them praise.